This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And our next story is actually about the Yang di-Pertuan Agong's role in this current political crisis. Because you may have heard, in an unprecedented move, the Agong is actually interviewing all 222 MPs one by one to determine who's going to command, to determine who commands the majority of the Dewan Rakyat to become the next Prime Minister. The Agong is going to be doing it personally, accompanied by the Chief Secretary to the Government, Datuk Sri Zuki Muhammad Ali, as witness.
Today, 90 MPs will be called to the palace starting from 2:30 p.m. MPs will get around 2 to 3 minutes of audience with the King, and the entire interview process today is expected to conclude by 7 p.m.
Yeah, so this is like so many other things in the story that we've been talking about, it is unprecedented, right? Like, I don't think this was something that people necessarily anticipated or saw coming. And 222 MPs one by one is no small amount of effort, I think. You know, it's quite a lot. When we were talking about this earlier today with Keith Kam of our news desk, he was talking about how realistically, if you think about the time it will take to conclude this process, it's not as simple as a 2 or 3 minutes audience, because you have to think about protocol. You have to think about the way in which any meeting with the King will have to proceed and the amount of time that that's going to take. So it may be a while, but it's quite fascinating to see the role that the monarch of the country is taking in terms of actually steadying the ship and playing his role in a time where the leader of the government, who, you know, is just the highest level of the government, is in a state of flux, I suppose.
Yeah, we heard from an analyst earlier that said that this may add to some level of calm. This may give some amount of confidence to the public that something is being done, and something that is slightly more transparent than what would happen behind the scenes, perhaps in meeting locations that you might not even know of. I think maybe my question is, how are the MPs going to answer? Are they going to answer on their personal basis? Because and as honest as they can, because that would be indirect audience with the King, or are they going to answer along party lines, and whether this sort of serves as an informal ballot?
So we would like to hear from you on the subject. And we are also going to be speaking with lawyer Fari Azad to, I guess, get a little bit more clarity on this. Fari, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Yep. Hi.
Hi. So can we start with this? I mean, is this interview process that we're seeing right now, that's going to be taking place over the next, I would assume, the next 2 days or so, something that is accounted for within the federal constitution?
Well, that would boil down to a question of interpretation. Definitely the way that it is being done now, it's unprecedented. And I don't think we have any historic data as to how this is supposed to go. What are they going to ask? How are they supposed to answer? You know, so, and I will say there are many, many arguments. I think lawyers are all interested in this issue as well. And I will say I've been hearing a certain fair amount of opinions throughout the day, or rather I've been reading them. Yeah, so that would be my take on the situation at the moment, lah.
How does this process fit into the ongoing process to appoint a new prime minister, given that Tun M has just been appointed as the interim prime minister?
Well, the question also is there an interim prime minister? Can you appoint one under the federal constitution? Some of my lawyer friends have said yes. Some have taken the position to just say that, no, there is, once there is a PM and you appoint him, then that's the end of the matter.
Right.
You know, so definitely a question is raised about this. Since you've appointed Mahathir, why do you need to now interview everybody else? Because they seem united on the fact that we want him. Both sides seem to want him.
And I suppose, considering the fact that there is a certain level of confidentiality involved in this, right? Like, it's a one-on-one discussion. You know, it's just the secretary that's also going to be there. Do you think that that MPs are going to be expected to toe party line in that sense?
I think they are always expected to toe party lines, especially in Malaysia. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, once this is going to be the process, it's going to be subject to further scrutiny and further safeguards later. Because right now, you just have the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong and his secretary and the MP, right? And nobody knows what goes on there. Do we really know? Is this really confidential? Because, you know, the elections aren't, right? Everybody knows the results, right? So should this be any different? I don't know, you know. There are many, many questions. And I think many of us are still kind of grinding through some of these issues.
So what can happen? What can we expect to happen next after the interviews?
Well, I imagine that the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong will have to form an opinion on who is likely to command the confidence of the majority, which of these MPs are going to do that, you know? And I don't know, there's so many permutations to this. Maybe they all may repeat and say Mahathir again, you know? We don't know. What if you get a worst-case kind of scenario where everybody picks one? Then how does he do it? How does the Yang Di-Pertuan pick? So, well, you know...
So on that note, I think, Farid, that's kind of at the heart of what I wanted to know, which is, so there's this notion of picking, right? In terms of the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong, what is the role in this position, right? Is it after that to say, okay, this person commands enjoys the majority, and therefore this is your new prime minister? Or is it to make a recommendation? You know, what is that sort of next step in that particular sense?
Well, it looks the way it's going as if he's accepted the position that you can have an interim PM. And now he's a caretaker pending his decision as to who that would be.
Right.
So I think the announcement that would follow would be, who is this person, you know, that should be PM? And really that is a prerogative that the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong has under Article 42. Yeah. So that is within his discretion, picking that. But as I said, you know, can he do that? All these have not been tested. All these have not been tested. Yeah. So I would say at the very least, that's what we can expect. An identification of who this person would be.
How transparent will this entire process be? Will we be able to eventually find out how someone or an MP may have answered?
That's why. I don't know about this, how this process is supposed to work, right? That's why there are all these questions. How much should the public know about this, right? Because this is picking somebody who's going to be the person who's going to lead this country. Should there be more transparency? Should this happen on a TV? Should there be live proceedings? I don't know. But it certainly is not a satisfactory process where it's opaque to the public. I don't think that should be the way we should be going.
And finally then, with so much turmoil happening at the very highest levels of government, what role does the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong play in steadying the ship, so to speak? We've seen, I think, quite a lot of... there's been, I think, a sense of relief at the fact that there is the involvement of the Agong, that there is this sense of, at the very least, there is a sense of fairness. How would you describe the role of the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong himself in all of this?
I think the current Yang Di-Pertuan Agong has been quite sensitive and mindful, and playing very much the role I felt the old king in Thailand used to play, kind of a stabilizing force throughout all things. The question now is, will that be maintained once he picks somebody? You know, will there be, you know, certain insinuations that, oh, you know, maybe favors that? I mean, that is the downside when the Agong has to come in and make a decision on this matter, you know? So I would say it's a good thing it's a good thing because it gives some psychological comfort right now to the public. But as to how this may play out, I don't dare say, you know. The problem sometimes with Malaysians is they want something done and they want to see action when maybe that may not always be the best thing to do, you know. But in this case, as I say, I think it's very much a wait and see how this plays out right now because the process is in place.
Fahri, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Sure.
You just heard there from lawyer Fahri Azad giving us, I think, his best take on what could potentially happen. You know, every lawyer, every analyst that we've spoken to over the past couple of days have essentially said there are so many permutations because this just has not happened before. So we thank everybody who's taken the time to actually attempt to explain this to us because honestly, without our experts, I have no idea what's going on. You know, they're helping to kind of shine a bit of light.
That psychological comfort, I think, beyond what the Yang Di-Putuan Agong has been doing, it's also coming from our experts. So thank you very much that we've been able to get that amidst all this very confusing time. And actually, we are also seeing a lot more updates happening at this point in time, too.
So we have just quickly this from Zulkarnain, who's saying His Majesty is really carrying out his duty as the king. Massive respect, Daulat Tuanku. Similarly, Sun is saying Daulat Tuanku. If there's anyone who has both the power and the neutrality of position to compel each MP to disclose their true alignment in a confidential setting, independent of pressure from faction and party leaders, it would be the Yang Di-Putuan Agong. You have to commend his efforts. Conversely, we have this from Matthew.
The members of parliament determine the prime minister. The purpose of this interview should be conducted in Parliament. The Speaker should conduct this and the results be presented to the Yang Di-Putuan Agong. This gives the process transparency and hence legitimacy.
Which I think speaks to what Fahri was saying earlier about should this be broadcast? Should there be that level of transparency? And in a situation where everything is unprecedented, once again, it's really hard to say one way or the next which is best because I think Sun raises an interesting point about pressure and about that idea of towing party lines. It's true that I think most of us expect MPs to just kind of go the way that they have been. Mm-hmm. And we have been seeing all these pledges of support, which we'll be covering in more detail after the 7 o'clock news. So I don't know. I think everybody's doing the best they can. I don't know what else to say. I think within the circumstances, it is what it is.
My guess is also perhaps to not go to Parliament yet because Parliament only really kicks in at about a week and a half from now. Maybe the interest is there to not have it be stalled out so long because that's one unstable and everyone, not only for business, but I think for the public as well, they need some amount of stability. We need some amount of confidence and really to just get things running again. We are dealing with things bigger than this and things that should be more of a priority.
So let us know, what do you think? You know, what do you think about all of this? How are you feeling? Do you have any questions? We are going to be talking after this about the very latest developments in all of it. So again, send your questions our way. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.